Everybody come on in. 107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. We got Brent is here. Brent Lindner with Wave Pizza Company and here Grand Island. How are you?
Well, I'm good, sir. Well, I'm good.
Well, it's radio. You got to talk into a microphone. Pick a microphone. There's three.
Okay.
Is Danielle joining
well
us?
Well, I'm good.
Yes.
Danielle gets the stand-up microphone.
I'll just chime in loudly if I have to.
Use that one.
Oh.
That one's on. Brent, who is your friend here?
My friend is Sam Parker, native Nebraskan from Imperial, Nebraska, correct?
My folks are from Imperial. My mom was born in Imperial. My dad's from Fremont. But my dad was military, so I'm actually from the Washington, D.C. area.
Ah.
Yeah, but my roots are strong in Nebraska.
Sam, it's nice to meet you. I saw your picture in Rolling Stone magazine with the manager of the Beach Boys. What in the blank? How did that end up happening?
That happened from what I would call a little obsession with the band, the Beach Boys. Knowing who Fred Vail was, reaching out to Fred Vail. We're both in Nashville. I've been there for over half a decade, and Fred's been there for over four decades. And, reached out to Fred. We met up for coffee, started talking, and a few coffee dates later, I asked him about this in the Beach Boy community, what is known as a folklore country album Brian Wilson did with Fred Vail back in 1970, and I asked him if it was real, and he said, sure it is, and it's sitting in a box in his garage. So the journey kind of began there. I asked him if we could put it out, and he said, sure. So that's kind of how we ended up in Rolling Stone, but that was 2 years ago, and it's just been a building process since.
Is the album finished yet?
In a way, we're still working with special guests. Fred's vocals are done, but we're bringing in some very special guests on it. I'm working with a 13-time Grammy Award-winning producer, T-Bone Burnett.
Nice.
Yeah, and Brian's back in the fold. Obviously, he was a producer before. Now he's actually going to sing on the album. And we have some really fun special guest that I can't say who yet, but I think people are going to be very genuinely excited about.
It's probably not going to be, in my head, like the Beach Boys. It's a country album, right?
100% country album.
Yeah. I still look forward to hearing it. It's called Cows in the Pasture. Sam Parker is here. What is your role with Here Grand Island?
We're working with Here Grand Island on a... Here Grand Island is an investor in the project. They helped get the seed money going to get the project rolling.
Cool.
So we could build it up and then take it and sell it to a major label.
Excellent. Brent, what did you have a press conference last night for Here Grand Island?
Actually, it's today at 10:30.
It's at today. I was going to
Grand Island Tourism.
What happens at those press conferences? Do you guys talk about me at all?
We will talk about you.
Okay.
So behind your back, of course.
In a flattering light.
So, of course. So.
Now, what happens at the press conference?
Today we've got some special guests, which Sam flew in from Nashville to discuss our partnership of love of music and local festivals and local artists and things. And then we've got several guests that are going to speak on behalf of Here Grand Island and our strategic partnerships with Jamie Parr and Carly Schultz at the Nebraska State Fair. Ryan Hand's going to speak a little bit about our newly creative district and how that's going to help here at Grand Island, and have other, fun events down in our communities. And then Brad Melma from GI Tourism, and then Andy Norman that started here in Nebraska and is co-founder of The Bay and Rabble Mill. And just kind of speaking on community, music, and how that all ties together with here at Grand Island. And the main thing for the press conference was just to show our community how Here Grand Island has grown from 2016 to now, and now we're involved all over in the community, and now we're involved in what would you call it, a historic international music project.
Yeah.
And like I said, Sam can't delve into some names, but you've got a 12 Grammy Award winner and T-Bone Burnett producing it. So this is insane. And we were having cocktails at the Glass last night and listening to some of the stories Sam was telling. And it's this is an amazing project. It is just amazing.
Have you met Brian Wilson yet?
I was with him last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hanging out at his house.
It's got to be surreal.
It's very surreal. One day I was sitting with Brian in his house, and the next we're with Marilyn Wilson Rutherford, and I'm hanging at the piano. Brian wrote Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations. You know, it's living in I just use the word, but it's a surreal world at the moment. Being a huge Beach Boy fan and, you know, being able to encompass myself in that world is really cool.
You're going to play a classic Beach Boys song here at Ness. Can you guys stick around? We'll do another segment.
Yeah.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
Everybody come on in. 107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. We got Brent is here. Brent Lindner with Wave Pizza Company and here Grand Island. How are you?
Well, I'm good, sir. Well, I'm good.
Well, it's radio. You got to talk into a microphone. Pick a microphone. There's three.
Okay.
Is Danielle joining
well
us?
Well, I'm good.
Yes.
Danielle gets the stand-up microphone.
I'll just chime in loudly if I have to.
Use that one.
Oh.
That one's on. Brent, who is your friend here?
My friend is Sam Parker, native Nebraskan from Imperial, Nebraska, correct?
My folks are from Imperial. My mom was born in Imperial. My dad's from Fremont. But my dad was military, so I'm actually from the Washington, D.C. area.
Ah.
Yeah, but my roots are strong in Nebraska.
Sam, it's nice to meet you. I saw your picture in Rolling Stone magazine with the manager of the Beach Boys. What in the blank? How did that end up happening?
That happened from what I would call a little obsession with the band, the Beach Boys. Knowing who Fred Vail was, reaching out to Fred Vail. We're both in Nashville. I've been there for over half a decade, and Fred's been there for over four decades. And reached out to Fred. We met up for coffee, started talking, and you know, a few coffee dates later, I asked him about this in the Beach Boy community, what is known as a folklore country album Brian Wilson did with Fred Vail back in 1970, and I asked him if it was real, and he said, sure it is, and it's sitting in a box in his garage. So the journey kind of began there. I asked him if we could put it out, and he said, sure. So that's kind of how we ended up in Rolling Stone, but that was 2 years ago, and you know, it's just been a building process since.
Is the album finished yet?
In a way, we're still working with special guests. Fred's vocals are done, but we're bringing in some very special guests on it. I'm working with a 13-time Grammy Award-winning producer, T-Bone Burnett.
Nice.
Yeah, and Brian's back in the fold. Obviously, he was a producer before. Now he's actually going to sing on the album. And we have some really fun special guests that I can't say who yet, but I think people are going to be very genuinely excited about.
It's probably not going to be, in my head, like the Beach Boys. It's a country album, right?
100% country album.
Yeah. I still look forward to hearing it. It's called Cows in the Pasture. Sam Parker is here. What is your role with Here Grand Island?
We're working with Here Grand Island. Here Grand Island is an investor in the project. They helped get the seed money going to get the project rolling.
Cool.
So we could build it up and then take it and sell it to a major label.
Excellent. Brent, what did you have a press conference last night for Here Grand Island?
Actually, it's today at 10:30.
It's at today. I was going to
Grand Island Tourism.
What happens at those press conferences? Do you guys talk about me at all?
We will talk about you.
Okay.
So behind your back, of course.
In a flattering light.
So, oh, of course. So.
Now, what happens at the press conference?
Today we've got some special guests, which Sam flew in from Nashville to discuss our partnership of love of music and local festivals and local artists and things. And then we've got several guests that are going to speak on behalf of Here Grand Island and our strategic partnerships with Jamie Parr and Carly Schultz at the Nebraska State Fair. Ryan Hand's going to speak a little bit about our newly creative district and how that's going to help Here Grand Island and have other, you know, fun events down in our communities, and then Brad Melma from GI Tourism, and then Andy Norman that started here in Nebraska and is co-founder of The Bay and Rabble Mill, and just kind of speaking on community music and how that all ties together with Here Grand Island. And the main thing for the press conference was just to show our community how Grand Island, or how Here Grand Island has grown from 2016 to now, and now we're involved all over in the community, and now we're involved in what would be, what would you call it, a historic international music project.
Yeah.
And like I said, Sam can't delve into some names, but you've got a 12 Grammy Award winner and T-Bone Burnett producing it. So this is this is insane. And we were having cocktails at the Glass last night and listening to some of the stories Sam was telling. And it's this is an amazing project. It is just amazing.
Have you met Brian Wilson yet?
I was with him last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hanging out at his house.
It's got to be surreal.
It's very surreal. One day I was sitting with Brian in his house, and the next we're with Marilyn Wilson Rutherford, and I'm hanging at the piano. Brian wrote Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations. You know, it's living in I just used the word, but it's a surreal world at the moment. Being a huge Beach Boy fan and, you know, being able to encompass myself in that world is really cool.
You're going to play a classic Beach Boys song here at Ness. Can you guys stick around? We'll do another segment.
Yeah.
Quit your jibber jabber. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Continuing this morning with my guest, Sam Parker. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Brent Lidner is here, and Danielle Skorniak, the marketing director with Here Grand Island. How's everybody?
Fabulous. Excited to be in Grand Island today.
If you're just joining us, Sam Parker is from Nebraska, and he's working with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys manager, Fred Vail, on that album that they never finished from 1970. It's called Cows in the Pasture. Is it also going to be a documentary so we could not just listen to the album but kind of see behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's going to be we're going to put the album out simultaneously with a documentary that tells the story of Fred Vail. Who was not just the Beach Boys manager. He's the best way to describe Fred is Fred was the fly on the wall in the room when things were going down. And Fred was there for a lot of monumental moments in rock and roll history. I mean, Fred helped cross Dolly Parton's song Jolene from country radio to pop radio, Eric Clapton's Layla from rock to country, and
It's as huge as it gets.
Yeah, I mean he was the guy. You know, he was booking Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in a school auditorium back in like 1961. You know, like Fred just has a really cool story. So the documentary is going to tell Fred's story, and then the story of this album, and then we'll culminate the three part, the album, the doc, and then we're going to do a live concert that we're going to the album in its entirety.
You mentioned earlier there's going to be a number of special guests on the album. I'm guessing you can't really talk about that yet?
Can't talk about that yet, but what I can tell you is they're going to be, rock and roll legends, some major country stars from today. We're going to more outlaw country with it. Think Merle, Willie, that in that vein of that era.
Nice.
You know, we're keeping it country.
When do you think we can hear it?
2025. We don't have a date yet because we're still finishing it up right now, but it will come out in 2025 next year.
And Brent said that exclusively it will be released to the public through this huge broadcast.
Yeah, is that absolutely, right? Man. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Brent, remember when you first started coming in, was it 8 years ago for Here Grand Island?
Yeah, it was. 2016. How much
has changed? How much has grown?
Well, just what we're involved now with Sam and his team, I think really sheds a light on how this has grown. Our first year we got 9 shows in and had about 9,500 people. Darn rain last year, we lost 3, but we still ended up with 30,000 people that showed up for the shows. And
30,000.
Yeah, and we've got great.
Wow.
Community support with local businesses and individuals that just love it. And that's the best part of it. It kind of sells itself, and the marketing of the whole program, it's great. It floats a lot of boats. So, and just to be involved in things like with Jamie at the Nebraska State Fair and the Fairest Band of All, actually having a Nebraska State Fair day at Here Grand Island where the 5 bands that are in the finals for the Battle of the Bands will play.
Is everything booked already?
Yes.
Danielle, you had a...
I was going to say, if you guys recall last year, the Battle of the Bands at Nebraska State Fair, I was a live judge helping it decide who goes forward. That was a great event for the first year, and they're doing it again.
And being live is a plus, yeah. I feel.
Was that was that a hard decisions to make?
It was, actually. There was a lot of really good talent, and, you know, they want you to judge on different... all different types of things, not just an overall, they're my rank number one, they're my rank number two. You know, it's a scaled sheet, and so it is, but so much fun.
That's fantastic. How many people, and I think I know the answer to this, that go to hear Grand Island enjoy the free music concert? They have no real concept of how much work goes into that. How long does it take for you to book every band?
Well, thank God we've got a good team. TJ Rowe, our managing director, and actually now marketing director, Danielle Skorniak. So it's great, but it's kind of a year-long process, and it's culminating with scrambling now to get everything done. So it's a lot of work, but Danielle and I were talking last night just that, you know, why do I do this? Why do we do this? And then when you see 5,000 people having a good time.
Yeah. It makes it all worthwhile.
That's when you know that's why we do it.
Not to harp on the past, but when you started this 8 years ago, it was in all of our heads fantastic. But now permanent stage is in place. It stays up year round. There's bathrooms down there. It's just you should be proud of yourself. You're probably too close to it to really see it. But from my perspective, wow, look what you've done.
I say wow all the time. Good. And then sitting here with Sam Parker and involved in this Lost album with Fred Vail and Brian Wilson and T-Bone Burnett producing and all these different people that are helping with this, it's absolutely insane.
I may have asked this question earlier and then not heard the answer, or maybe I didn't even ask it, but Sam Parker from Nebraska, how, again, do you end up working on a Beach Boys Lost country album?
It's, you know, much like what Brent's doing with here, Grand Island. It's just putting your heart and your best foot forward, you know, putting your heart and soul in what you do. And when I'm from the D.C. area and lived in Omaha for college through, you know, my 20s. And when I moved to Nashville, I just, you know, as I was getting acclimated, I was meeting people. And, you know, luckily, Fred was one of those people that I met. And that's really how it all happened. It was just persistence and following your dreams and going after it, knowing who Fred was and asking him about this album and him taking a chance on me. And lo and behold, here we are. You know, we got Brian back on the album, and not just, you know, as a producer, but as an artist. And it's just...
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's life, you know. It's a beautiful thing.
Really look forward to hearing it. And Danielle, I want to thank you for bringing these two together. Sam Parker and Brent, I haven't seen in years. You should be a regular guest about here, Grand Island. And I like pepperoni with light cheese on my pizza.
Wait a second. You need to try pepperoni with honey.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sam told us about pepperoni with honey on it. And oh, gosh, it is good.
It was bomb.
Yep.
Very interesting. Pizza for breakfast. Nothing wrong with that. But thank you for making this happen, Danielle, and keep up the good work with Here Grand Island as marketing director.
Yeah.
That looks cool on a business card. Brent, thanks again. It's good to see you. And Sam, great to meet you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And be a regular guest, especially when this album comes out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'll come on and we'll have Fred out.
That would be great.
Yeah, if he's a talker, though, we're going to have to watch that.
Does he talk more than Brent?
He talks more than all of us.
Well, you know, if the content is there, the content is there.
No, but it's all beautiful stories. That's what Fred's full of, and that's what we're doing with Cows in the Pastures, telling Fred's story.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Kearney Quality Sew and Vac. If you want a vacuum cleaner that's actually reliable or a good sewing machine, Kearney Quality Sew and Vac is your best choice for reliability.
Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would if I could, but I can't, so I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island, real music variety. Fransman in the big chair, being joined by Sam Parker, native of Nebraska, and working with manager Fred Vail of the Beach Boys and Brian Wilson to finish that country album that they never finished in the 70s. Do you know what led up to that album being shelved? Did you just get distracted? Or
We're going to uncover that in the documentary, so you guys stay tuned.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's there is a story behind it, and you know we're unraveling it. It's very interesting.
Documentary and the album come out at the same time?
Yeah, they should come out about the same time.
Okay, awesome.
And Sam, if I'm correct, when we spoke that when this does come out and the beautiful people of the Grand Theater have donated the theater, that Sam hopefully will fly out again from Nashville.
Absolutely.
We're going to
What a place
preview,
to screen it. That would be great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'd be honored to do that. You know, and that was what was so – why I was so excited about – partnering with, you know, Brent and here at Grand Island is that it is the true definition of what this project is and how music really brings people together. And, you know, it's through particularly the Beach Boys in this scenario with Fred and I, but through music, and that's what here at Grand Island does. You know, through music, it brings people together, and it's, you know, there's just nothing more beautiful than that in life. And it's a celebration of
it's true.
Many things, and that's what, you know, Cows in the Pasture is. That's what here Grand Island is. So it was just a perfect fit for the two to come together.
Somebody had pointed out to me something that I had forgotten. I was a big concert goer in the 70s and 80s, and you forget that someone who you wouldn't give a second look to or even a smile in Walmart, they're your friend when you both bought a ticket to the same show.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We're like, you're suddenly friends. You have something in common with 12,000 people if you're in an arena. Music is a very powerful force.
It's universal.
Look forward to hearing this and having you guys on again. Thank you so much. I'm honored to have you here. Danielle, thanks again for putting it all together.
Of course.
Honor's ours. Thank you.
You think we got it all? Are we good?
That was all. I just wanted to say that part. Yeah.
Special of the day, Brent? Honey pepperoni pizza.
The Sam Parker slice. So honey and pepperoni.
Does Wave Pizza Company sell them by the slice?
We do. Not to do a selfless plug. Monday through Friday, the 3S special slice, soda, and salad for $6.99.
He didn't just do the selfless plug. He did it with radio voice. Monday through Friday.
Hey, everybody.
You got to have it with... tequila, soda water, and lime juice. That's the
yes.
That's special.
And I'm going to say that's a myth. It does still give you a hangover.
Well, you were drinking other before. Oh, excuse me. Are we on air?
Yeah.
Well, I guess. Oh, we're.
Friends, man. One man party in the morning. Waking up with Friends, man. One man party in the morning on the island.
Everybody, come on in. 107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. We got Brent is here. Brent Lindner with Wave Pizza Company and here Grand Island. How are you?
Well, I'm good, sir. Well, I'm good.
Well, it's radio. You got to talk into a microphone. Pick a microphone. There's three.
Okay.
Is Danielle joining
well
us?
Well, I'm good.
Yes.
Danielle gets the stand-up microphone.
I'll just chime in loudly if I have to.
Use that one.
Oh.
That one's on. Brent, who is your friend here?
My friend is Sam Parker, native Nebraskan from Imperial, Nebraska, correct?
My folks are from Imperial. My mom was born in Imperial. My dad's from Fremont. But my dad was military, so I'm actually from the Washington, D.C. area.
Ah.
Yeah, but my roots are strong in Nebraska.
Sam, it's nice to meet you. I saw your picture in Rolling Stone magazine with the manager of the Beach Boys. What in the blank? How did that end up happening?
That happened from what I would call a little obsession with the band, the Beach Boys. Knowing who Fred Vail was, reaching out to Fred Vail. We're both in Nashville. I've been there for over half a decade, and Fred's been there for over four decades. And reached out to Fred. We met up for coffee, started talking, and... you know, a few coffee dates later, I asked him about this in the Beach Boy community, what is known as a folklore country album Brian Wilson did with Fred Vail back in 1970, and I asked him if it was real, and he said, sure it is, and it's sitting in a box in his garage. So the journey kind of began there. I asked him if we could put it out, and he said sure. So that's kind of how we ended up in Rolling Stone, but that was 2 years ago, and you know, it's just been a building process since.
Is the album finished yet?
In a way, we're still working with special guests. Fred's vocals are done, but we're bringing in some very special guests on it. I'm working with a 13-time Grammy Award-winning producer, T-Bone Burnett.
Nice.
Yeah, and Brian's back in the fold. Obviously, he was a producer before. Now he's actually going to sing on the album. And we have some really fun special guests that I can't say who yet, but I think people are going to be very genuinely excited about.
It's probably not going to be, in my head, like the Beach Boys. It's a country album, right?
100% country album.
Yeah. I still look forward to hearing it. It's called Cows in the Pasture. Sam Parker is here. What is your role with Here Grand Island?
We're working with Here Grand Island on a... Here Grand Island is an investor in the project. They helped get the seed money going to get the project rolling.
Cool.
So we could build it up and then take it and sell it to a major label.
Excellent. Brent, what did you have a press conference last night for Here Grand Island?
Actually, it's today at 10:30.
It's at today. I was going to
Grand Island Tourism.
What happens at those press conferences? Do you guys talk about me at all?
We will talk about you.
Okay.
So behind your back, of course.
In a flattering light.
So, of course. So.
Now, what happens at the press conference?
Today we've got some special guests, which Sam flew in from Nashville to discuss our partnership of love of music and local festivals and local artists and things. And then we've got several guests that are going to speak on behalf of Here Grand Island and our strategic partnerships with Jamie Parr and Carly Schultz at the Nebraska State Fair. Ryan Hand's going to speak a little bit about our newly creative district and how that's going to help Here Grand Island and have other, you know, fun events down in our communities. And then Brad Melma from GI Tourism, and then Andy Norman that started here in Nebraska and is co-founder of the Bay and Rabble Mill, and just kind of speaking on community music and how that all ties together with Here Grand Island. And the main thing for the press conference was just to show our community how Here Grand Island has grown from 2016 to now, and now we're involved all over in the community, and now we're involved in a historic international music project.
Yeah.
And like I said, Sam can't delve into some names, but you've got a 12 Grammy Award winner and T-Bone Burnett producing it, so this is insane. And we were having cocktails at the Glass last night and listening to some of the stories Sam was telling, and it's this is an amazing project. It is just amazing.
Have you met Brian Wilson yet?
I was with him last week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hanging out at his house.
It's got to be surreal.
It's very surreal. One day I was sitting with Brian in his house, and the next we're with Marilyn Wilson Rutherford, and I'm hanging at the piano. Brian wrote Pet Sounds and Good Vibrations. You know, it's living in a I just use the word, but it's a surreal world at the moment. Being a huge Beach Boy fan and, you know, being able to encompass myself in that world is really cool.
You're going to play a classic Beach Boys song here at Ness. Can you guys stick around? We'll do another segment.
Yeah.
Quit your jibber-jabber.
Waking up with Franz Man, one-man party in the morning on the island.